Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we are about to start texting Christy's friend here for Christy. They had a 30th birthday party for a friend. Christy's friend's like, oh, you know what? We can't do it at my place. Let's just go ahead and do it at your place. It'd be so much better. So they did it over at Christy's place, and it got trashed. There was raining heavy outside, so all sorts of dirt was brought in. One of the banisters was all busted. There's stains now on the couch. So she wants our help hitting the friend up to go, hey, it was kind of your suggestion to do this over at my place, so can you help me with the damages?
Okay, so we could go in and just be like, hey, this is what the cost of the party is. Or we could go in and say, since you and I hosted this party together and I hosted it at my house, I would really appreciate if you could chip in and help with the cleaning fees I'm going to have to incur. Is that a softer ask?
Yeah, maybe the second one.
Okay, all right. So, hey, had a blast. I think the party was a huge success. However, my house took a huge hit. No, I don't like that. That is too, it doesn't.
What if we just said, unfortunately, my house got trashed?
Yes, unfortunately, yeah. My house ended up getting trashed. Since we co-hosted the party together, could you please help me out with some of the cleaning expenses? Question mark.
I think that is a very nice, polite ask.
Okay.
It's reasonable. I mean, any reasonable friend would do that.
100%.
Some friends aren't reasonable,
yeah,
though.
Some friends are bitches, and they just won't do it.
Hi, it's me. I'm bitches.
I'm just kidding. I totally would pay.
You wouldn't know initially, though. Like, you wouldn't volunteer.
No, because I would. Some people are just oblivious. Oh. So I think it is a very, very, very kind ask.
I hope I'm wrong, but I just have a feeling she's going to say it was your idea.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to put it on you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. God, the amount. Maybe this is going to be one of the questions at some point I get to ask God. Is like, how much damage financially did me and my friends do when we went from apartment to apartment? We used to like just trash places because we're in college. Just go to the next one, trash that place, go to the next one, pay, trash that one also. I wonder how much. I mean, it was like football in the hall, so there were big like... My roommate Mike literally put his ass through the drywall one time.
Yikes.
We were playing football in the hall, so somebody took that little thermometer thing, you know, that kind of sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was torn off the wall from a football.
The thermostat?
The thermostat, yeah.
A little thermometer thing that sticks out.
That tells you what the degrees are in the hall.
I could tell how much brain damage was done.
Yeah, so we're only scratching the surface. Oh, my God, we used to trash these places. Oh,
all in one night? One place to the other?
No, we would sign leases, and then we would end up getting kicked out, and then we'd have to pay the deposit because we trashed the place inevitably, and then we'd find some sucker that would let us all live in another place and another place and another place.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, what'd she say?
She goes, cleaning expenses, question mark. I helped you clean up before I left.
I think you say that something to the effect of, like, the damages that were done couldn't be cleaned. We're talking about,
yeah.
And then you detail exactly what happened.
I think we should even send pictures of the damage, like the broken banister, the footprints on the carpet with all the dirt, and be like, this is the stuff I couldn't get out on my own.
Yeah, I like that.
You have pictures?
Are you there now? Could you take pictures?
Yeah, I already took pictures.
Okay,
actually.
Perfect.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Go ahead and this is the stuff that needs professional work.
Yes.
And just hit send.
Okay.
And send the photos.
Yeah, okay. Sending a few.
Do you think that there is any possibility that your friend here suggested doing it at your place because she knew it would get trashed and she didn't want that trash in her place?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, she does have a very small apartment, so my place is, you know, 2 floors, the basement, so, but...
I think the other thing we got to look out for is if she didn't want to rent a place, it's probably because she, I'm assuming, didn't have the money to rent a venue. So this is also going to be a tough ask because if she didn't have the money to rent a venue, she may not have the money to pay for cleaning expenses as well.
That's what I was thinking her excuse would be.
And I'm telling you right now, if you agree to host a party and like it's your home, you have to take ownership of what goes wrong. I've hosted many a Berkshow Christmas party. Never thought that there would be issues with people at my house for a Christmas party. But Lord knows over the years, there have been issues. The gum that was on the back of the couch.
Champagne on the wall.
The champagne on the wall that didn't showcase itself till months down the road when the sugar started to solidify.
Poop in the shower.
There wasn't poop in the shower. There were footprints in the shower.
Somebody went in your shower?
What? Yeah, they were trying to scare somebody. They were hiding in the shower behind the curtain and nobody came in. So they just left and there was like muddy footprints all in the shower.
Did you ever find out who that was?
Yes. Still never really got true confirmation of who exploded the champagne all over my wall. But I have an inkling I know who it is too.
She just goes, did you even try cleaning that? And the stair railing could have broken regardless of a party.
Wow. This is going to be a problem.
Rude.
Well, it could have, but it didn't.
Just, you know what? Just respond back. I tried.
I tried?
Did you even try cleaning this?
I tried.
Yeah, I tried.
This is not going to go well.
What a dumb thing to say. The banister could have broken even if it weren't a party.
She's in a panic. She probably doesn't have cash for this. So she's going to make every excuse that she doesn't have to pay. And I'm still not sure what this means, but my dad used to say, you can't get blood out of a turnip. And I think he meant, if you don't have it, you can't pay it. I think that's what that means.
I think so. Yep.
I've heard that one before.
Mm-hmm. It's a new one for sure.
Oh, I've heard it. I've heard that.
I have too.
What does it mean?
I've heard can't squeeze blood from a stone too.
It means if there's nothing there, there's nothing for you to get.
Mm-hmm. I can't get blood out of a turnip, Bert. Dad, you are so wise.
I don't really think it's my responsibility to make improvements to your house.
Oh, she's the worst.
Wow.
She's the worst.
I think we got to take the high road because right now I would like to burn the village. So let's push that down and just say, I'd say we chose to host this party together at my house because you didn't want to rent a venue.
There you go.
That's why it really is on. Yes, she agreed to it, but the friend didn't want to rent the venue. So I feel like that needs pointing out, like, hey, this is what led us here.
And may this be a lesson to everybody. If this happens to you out the gate before the party starts, you have to let whoever you're hosting the party with know if any damages are to be incurred, you're going to split the cost.
That's why I don't have friends. Never have to have this problem.
You have that?
Did anything happen to your house when you hosted the Christmas party in April?
No.
Nice.
Nope.
That's because people respect Cassie.
I kind of don't blame them.
They don't respect Cassie. They're afraid of my insane temper that might just bust out.
I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. Two things can be true
fear
at the same
and
time.
Respect.
Yeah.
She just responded again. Renting a venue would have been expensive. I'll demo you $25 to buy some carpet and a full street cleaner.
$25?
$25.
Okay.
Stop. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So you're going to respond back. I've already tried carpet and upholstery cleaner. I need to bring a professional in. That's not going to cover it.
Should we also add something like, and the damages to my house are expensive? It costs like $2,500 to fix a banister.
Yeah.
You think it'll be that much?
Well, it depends what part cracked. I mean, me and Dr. Google came to this consensus together.
And my husband is not free. He's busy with stuff at our house, sorry.
I could fix it. I'll YouTube it. Have that thing done in about 2 minutes.
Said the man who wanted to YouTube my C-section.
That thing be cracked again in 3 hours.
3 hours? You're generous. You're right.
I have more cracks in it.
So she just goes, fine, send me a quote and we'll discuss.
Okay.
And then just respond back, thanks.
Yay. She'll send me a quote and they'll discuss.
I didn't see us getting here this quickly.
We went from $25 to let's discuss.
Not she might feel differently once we send her the quote. Like maybe she thinks it's $200, but it's really going to be $2,000.
But I mean, I think you got to legitimately send her a quote.
Mm-hmm.
But at least she's open to paying. Something. Yeah. Something.
I think even if she can't cough up the cash, when she sees it's costing you like a couple of grand or whatever it is, it's going to put her in her place, so to speak. Because I think right now she thinks you're being petty. You know what I mean? Like, oh, get down and scrub the carpet yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's really not that. It's like you said, you need professionals. And I think once you call them in, it'll be like, oh, this is a different conversation than the one I thought we were having.
Now that she's in on it too, maybe the other... You can suggest to the other people who attended the party to help out. Like, if it's really going to be thousands of dollars, maybe you can get more people in on it.
That's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm. Got security cameras? Bust them. Find out who did it.
Well, maybe I'll see if Zero Res wants to sponsor this texting tutor, and they might do it for free.
All right. And if your Wi-Fi is broken, I'll call Xfinity for you.
You know, you would have more cash to pay for all of this if you used Abby20 on HelloFresh.com and for 50% off your meals.
And if you had EMC security, no one would have gotten in your house to begin with.
Got some athletic greens for you if you want to be healthy.
Don't forget, America runs on Duncan.
All right, Christy, please let us know how it goes after you send her the quote. And if you need our help, we will be here for you again.
Oh, and if you need a new house, call up Justin Landis from the Justin Landis Group.
All right, see you later, Christy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We help nobody except for all our endorsement sponsors.
Then our work is done.
The Bird Show.